The Trump administration this week imposed a 30% tariff on solar panel components. That rate will decline over the next few years. Many manufacturers have complained about cheaper products coming from foreign competition, but companies that install the panels worry the move will slow down the increase in the U.S. solar market. My next guest falls into the latter camp. Ed Barbier is a professor of economics at Colorado State University and advocates a different approach to help American manufacturers. And Ed, first off, what kind of impact on the solar market in the U.S. do you think these tariffs will have?
Well, the real problem with these tariffs is that they could slow the current boom we're having in solar energy in the United States and also affect the job growth that's going along with that boom and possibly even stifle innovation in the long run.
Are there not people who are making these components or developing these components here so that in theory the panel manufacturers could use those as opposed to importing them from places like China?
Well, the problem is that for a number of years, the U.S. manufacturers have not been producing the bulk of solar panels that are being installed. Over 90% of the installation of solar panels right now are coming from overseas, from imports. On top of that, most of the jobs in the solar industry are not at the manufacturing end. Only about 15% of the jobs are in manufacturing. Almost all the rest are in distribution, assembly, and also installation, which is over 50% of the jobs. So the problem is this. We've had a solar boom because of the drop in the cost of using solar to generate electricity. And that's led to a boost in demand around the country for solar panels, and also the drop in the prices has been fueled by the cheap imports. Now, U.S. manufacturers, of course, have had trouble in competing with imports, but we also have U.S. manufacturers that are really subsidiaries of foreign-owned companies that have moved here to produce panels to try and get part of the solar boom. So at the end of the day, the question really is, do we want an expansion of solar energy, and how, do we want to do it in the cheapest way and the way that leads to the most jobs and innovation, or do we want to see a slowdown and a decline? And unfortunately, these tariffs are going to produce the latter rather than continuing the boom.
Do you think that impact will be felt more obviously or more pronounced in either the rooftop solar market or the sort of the large utility scale solar farms?
It's most likely to be felt, I think, at the low end, at the rooftop, because it's going to be more expensive for homeowners and small scale and small entrepreneurs to go solar, because clearly the costs to them are going to be quite high relative to their energy costs.
So given that the president has done this, are you advocating that he undo it? Is there some other step that he maybe should take or his administration should take to counteract this in some way?
I think that there's a smarter way of doing this. I do believe that there is a need to boost our U.S. manufacturing of solar panels. There's no question. And one reason for that is because our U.S. manufacturers are innovators. But chronically in the United States, we have underinvested in supporting the private research, the research by manufacturers and private entities in producing solar technology. In other words, we're not putting enough money to support private research and development into solar. So what we need is to have not tariffs to stop the boom in solar, but we need support through more research and support, public support, for private research and development that would boost the manufacturers. The second way we can support U.S. manufacturers is help with subsidies and costs, lowering costs along the supply chain. Thirdly, we should recognize that we already have some tariffs in place on selected solar panels, particularly from China. We could use those tariff revenues to support our industry through research and development subsidies and also supply chain subsidies.
It seems as though there's a school of thought that goes something like this, that the solar industry in this country really got off the ground. I mean, there was obviously an interest in solar, but that subsidies really helped it get there, but that it wasn't really a sustainable thing. You couldn't do it forever. Government shouldn't be in the business of, you know, picking winners and losers, that kind of thing. Is there a concern that if we go back to subsidies, we're kind of artificially propping up an industry that maybe doesn't need propping?
I don't think so. If the subsidies are not at the end of the product itself, but at the end of the manufacturing and particularly research and development, our comparative advantage in solar manufacturing is innovation. Yet the innovation that we've come up with has been easily copied by other countries, and so manufacturers are underinvesting in research and development and continuing research and development because they're not reaping the awards from it. So that's led to other countries realizing they need public support for the research and development innovation by their solar manufacturers. So that's why they're supporting it. We're losing that game because we're not supporting our manufacturers, and that's where they need the most help to make them competitive in the world market.
Ed Barbier is a professor of economics at Colorado State University. Ed, thanks a lot for your insights on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.